Well, welcome back to the Jeff Crank Show, Colorado 740 KVOR. A little unusual situation today. I'm down in Ruidoso, New Mexico, on the Obama Failing Agenda Tour with Americans for Prosperity, and am doing my show from a hotel room, a Holiday Inn right here in Ruidoso. Very nice. The phone system works well with our radio technology. So I wanted to bring on Congressman Scott Tipton, who's a good friend of this show, give him the opportunity. We also invited Sal Pace, State Representative Sal Pace, who is running against Tipton. They recently had a debate. I want to play one clip from that. It's a little bit hard to hear, but I do want you to hear it. It's pretty interesting to see. But Sal Pace refused to come on. He said he's not. Well, I don't think he ever even got back to us. But at any rate, always we offer for both candidates to come on. And Scott Tipton joins us. Congressman, welcome. How are you?
Jeff, pleasure to be with you.
Yes, well, good. Well, thanks for being here. Listen, I want to play this sound clip. I hope that this works, but I want to play this for you. This is you and Sal Pace at your debate, and you were asking him if he was going to vote for Barack Obama, and it doesn't seem like he's willing to say the words. Let's listen. Well, hold on.
Who are you going to endorse in the presidential election, Barack Obama or Mitt Romney?
Congressman Tipton, I don't think it's any secret that either one of us is voting for.
Well, that was what I'm voting for. Who are you voting for?
I think it's pretty obvious who we're both voting for. You're voting for the Republican, I'm voting for the Democrat.
You're voting for Barack Obama?
Congressman Tipton, obviously, I'm voting for the Democrat, and I'm voting for the Republican.
You know, I have to know, but you can't even say, I'm voting for Mitt Romney, you need to get this started.
So, very interesting moment there. Sal Pace wouldn't say that he was voting for Barack Obama.
You know, Jeff, we continue to see this from Democrat candidates actually across the country. They're effectively trying to say, you know, I'm really a Republican. I just have a D behind my name. Wink, wink, vote for me. Bottom line is, he is going to vote for Barack Obama. He would vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the next Speaker of the House. And he will be a liberal Democrat. And he may want to try and couch and hide it, but that is the bottom line.
Well, and listen, let's be honest. I can go back, and I've been meaning to do this. I need to do this. But I had Sal Pace on my show, and I think this was before he was a candidate, maybe right as he was a candidate. He was a big defender. He was on my show defending Obamacare and how great of a reform it was going to be. He was defending the president. Last time I checked, I was up at his office in the Capitol, and he had a picture of him with Barack Obama. So I don't know why he wouldn't be willing to say the guy's name if he's willing to take a picture and have it displayed in his office. Have you checked to see if he still has the picture of he and Barack Obama in his office up at the Capitol?
No, we haven't, Jeff, but I'll tell you what we have checked on. This is a person who's being deceptive with people that he says he wants to represent. He's come out for even a more extreme program than Obamacare, calling for Canadian-style single-payer health care, supported the Kafalas bill in the state legislature, an extreme measure and takeover of health care in this country. We're going to continue to fight as much as they may not like it. We're going to continue to fight for that doctor-patient relationship to make sure that we don't have unelected bureaucrats in Washington making health care decisions for our senior citizens. And he gives us a very clear choice in the 3rd Congressional District.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Does he defend Obamacare now? Does he defend cap and trade? Does he defend this $5.5 trillion of national debt that has been racked up by this president, or the Solyndra green energy scam that's been going on? Does he defend these things?
You know, interesting question, Jeff. We've been asking the same thing. He will not give an answer. He tries to run around the issues, just being deceptive. And people deserve to know exactly where he stands. You know, he drives on the Obamacare to say, well, there are some good provisions. Well, Mr. Pace has served in the state legislature. You don't get to pick and choose. You vote on the bill. He would have supported Obamacare, hurting our senior citizens, hurting health care, driving up costs, hurting Pueblo, Colorado. PDI, which employs handicapped individuals down in Pueblo, Colorado, without a waiver, will have to go out of business because they cannot afford Obamacare. And Mr. Payson may not care about those handicapped workers or senior citizens, but I do. He needs to get a straight answer. When it gets down to the national debt of this country, he, like the president, is completely bankrupt of ideas. We put forward plans, cut cap and balance, passed two budgets through the House of Representatives, still waiting for an answer from the United States Senate. They have no ideas other than business as usual. We can't afford it. We can't afford Sal Pace.
Congressman Scott Tipton joins us. By the way, the district that you represent includes Pueblo. We have a lot of listeners in Pueblo, and so while you don't represent folks in Colorado Springs, I know you probably try and represent all people of Colorado, but you particularly represent the people of Pueblo, and I hope that they're listening to this. I mean, you've got a candidate in Sal Pace that won't stand up and say he's voting for Barack Obama, but let's be honest. If he gets to Congress, he will toe the party line. This is one of the most important things we have to do when we elect somebody to Congress. We need to elect somebody who has the intestinal fortitude, whether they're Democrat or Republican, to stand up to the party bosses and say, no, I'm not going to vote for you, with you on this, because you're wrong. And Sal Pace isn't going to do that. He's going to get there, and he'll vote to uphold Obamacare. He'll vote to help on cap and trade. I mean, we know that that's going to happen because he's kind of a party guy, and that's what he's going to do. Scott, talk about that, how difficult it is sometimes to stand up to your own leadership when they're wrong on issues.
You know, I took to Washington, Jeff's philosophy that you aren't there for your party. You are there for the people that you represent and to do the right thing. And there, as you know, with legislative process, you get often faced with a lot of difficult choices. We've introduced legislation to replicate what we have here in Colorado, single subject legislation, so that we have clear and direct votes to be able to deal with. But bottom line is if it gets a choice between supporting your leadership and doing what's right and standing up for the people of your district, that becomes a very easy choice. You'll stand with your people in your district and the right thing to do. And I think we've got a lot of people to carry that sentiment in Washington, and we need to be moving forward with it, and people with ideas. It was interesting during the debate. I brought it up. Mr. Pace never spoke to it. The effective 20% unemployment that we see now down in Pueblo. We have people suffering. It's not about building bigger government. It's about getting people back to work to be able to create security for their families, to be able to build for their future, and for our children to be able to grow up in the country that you and I grew up in, believing that it was an American birthright to be able to have that opportunity to live the American dream.
Well, no question. And, you know, we've talked, I've mentioned that I'm on the Obama Failing Agenda Tour. We were in Grand Junction, which is in your district, just on Wednesday, had a big rally down there. Look, we're looking at a $1.7 trillion takeover, government takeover of our health care system. We're looking at $16 trillion in national debt. Our country's really never faced bigger financial changes. And, you know, to me, this is really about whether our dollar is even going to be worth anything, whether our homes are going to be worth anything, our retirement accounts. We have such a challenge here in America that we have to elect people who have the intestinal fortitude to get this job done. Your thoughts on where we are and where the President of the United States has taken us in the last 4 years?
You know, in the last 4 years, we've seen the greatest run-up of national debt in American history in such a short period of time. We've seen unemployment. We all recall with the $830 billion stimulus program, which was actually over $1 trillion, they guaranteed us that unemployment would be down around the 6% level. It's going up. You travel through the 3rd Congressional District. I noted Pueblo's unemployment numbers over in Grand Junction. The real unemployment numbers are at 19.5%.
Wow.
We aren't getting people back to work. We continue to see regulations that are being proffered by this administration that are killing jobs. Secretary Salazar in the 3rd Congressional District is virtually shut down. Good paying oil and gas jobs to be able to get our people back to work, and particularly with what we're seeing going on in the Middle East right now, to be able to create American energy security right here on American soil with American jobs and our own resources. They are stopping that forward progress. In an attempt to be able to divide Americans, this president is holding hostage the sequester correction that we have put forward out of the House of Representatives, which is going to hurt Colorado Springs. It's going to hurt Pueblo, our state and nation, by diminishing our military as well. This is a president that has no clue in terms of actually leading, and we are paying the price of that right now as a country, not only within boundaries of our country, but on the world stage as well.
All right. Well, Congressman Scott Tipton, thank you for joining us today. Where can folks learn more about you? What's your campaign website if they want to contribute to your campaign?
You know, it's at www.votetipton.com. So www.votetipton.com, and would appreciate that. And Jeff, I want to let you know I really appreciate all of the effort that you go to covering the western United States to be able to put out this message. This is a crossroads election for this country. The choices that we make will impact not only our present, but the country our children are going to inherit. And we need to stand tall as Americans this election.
All right, great. Scott Tipton, thanks for joining us. We'll be back on the other side of the break with your calls on the Jeff Crank Show.